Hello, and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mark, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. Today is February 18th, 2026, and it is Ash Wednesday. This is when we officially begin the season of Lent. Listen in as I read passages that lead us to self-reflection, prayer, repentance, and renewal. Today, I'm reading 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 through chapter 6, verse 10, and I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown, and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as punished, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. This is a very fitting passage for Ash Wednesday. As Paul is writing to the church in Corinth and to the believers there, he's reminding them that he has given us our Savior Jesus to become sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God. And when we think about this Ash Wednesday, think of why it's significant, why it's important that we take a time out, so to speak, and acknowledge the season that we're entering into, what we're really doing today especially is acknowledging our sin and our brokenness before the Lord. We are acknowledging that we don't have it all figured out, that we are mortal, that we will perish and we will leave this earth one day, but we are ultimately heading toward the cross and ultimately the empty grave. And so as you think on this passage in particular, notice as Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, all of the different qualities and all of the different parts of what it means to be a person. Hardships and calamities, truthful speech. Paul contrasts these very different things in order to point to the fact that there's a wide range of human experience and that we will face these things, we will live into these things, and sadly, one day, we will die. But as we journey towards the cross, we know that if we are found in Jesus, if we have faith in him and trust that what he has done, we will be right with him and we will receive an eternal inheritance that cannot ever spoil or fade. Our second reading is from Psalm 39. To the choir master, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will guard my ways, that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle, so long as the wicked are in my presence. I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail, and my distress grew worse. My heart became hot within me. As I mused, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. O Lord, make me know my end, and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of the fool. I am mute. I do not open my mouth, for it is you who have done it. Remove your stroke from me. I am spent by the hostility of your hand. When you discipline a man with the rebukes for sin, you consume like a moth what is dear to him. Surely all mankind is a mere breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears, for I am a sojourner with you, a guest like all my fathers. Look away from me that I may smile again before I depart and am no more. This is another reminder for this Ash Wednesday that we are mortal and that, as David declares, make us, O Lord, to know our end, the measure of our days. I admit I am only 32 years old, and Lord willing, I still have many more days to come. But I do hope and pray that the Lord would remind me of the gift of each and every day. And I think that's part of what it means as we enter into this Lenten season, to know the value of the days that we receive from the Lord, because we will go to dust. To dust we will return, as Genesis chapter 4 says. So I pray that today you would realize that this is the day that the Lord has made, that you can rejoice in that, and also know that all that we're given is a gift from the Lord, that one day we will pass away, but that the Lord is with us and that we have the hope of being with the Lord here and now. And so I pray that we would see him as our Savior and as God our Father here today. Before we pray together, I wanted to remind you that we will have our Ash Wednesday service this evening at 6 p.m. in our sanctuary. Amy Hirsch will be preaching. We'll have dinner at 5 p.m. And so I hope that you will come and join us as we worship, as we enter into the season of Lent, as we journey to the cross together. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we are reminded that we are finite, we are mortal people. One day we will pass from this earth. And Lord, we pray that by grace, through faith in your Son, Jesus, one day we might live with you eternally. Help us, Lord, as we learn to number our days, to know, Lord, that what you have given us all comes from you, that it is a blessing. Lord, help us to make the most of the time. Draw our hearts and our minds near to you, and help us as we enter into this Lenten season. In Christ Jesus our Lord, we pray.